Now, let's turn our attentions to the summer. The Belgrade Theatre, always busy, but on during the summer is a brand new musical. It's called The Prodigals, A Man Had Two Sons, which tells the tale of relationships within families and the consequences of our actions, not just as children, as parents. It's very simple, you see, family consequences. I was born, then my mum and dad went grey. Simple. There's a consequence for you. Anyway, the production of The Prodigals stars West End star Simon Bowman, who is on the line now to tell us a bit more about what we can expect. Afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon, Vic.
Oh, how lovely to hear from you.
Pleasure.
And nice to be speaking to me as well, I guess, rather than bursting into song every 5 minutes. Being a star of the musicals, you've been in pretty much everything, haven't you, in terms of the musicals?
I have. I've been around the block a few times. Lucky for me, I've been when it was all a boom, when all the boom kicked in the late 80s and mid 70s. So, yes, I was lucky to be around a little bit like 20 or 30 years ago when... Or more than that, actually, when Roger Hammerstein was taken over everything. So I was lucky enough to be around when it all kind of, the Phantoms and the Les Mises and the Miss Saigons all kicked off. So, yeah, very, very exciting period.
I bet it was. Is it as exciting, though? I mean, obviously, Les Mis and Miss Saigon, we've all heard of those. Is it as exciting to be part of something sort of completely new?
Well, I actually find it even more exciting because, obviously, when you actually go into shows, which is exciting enough to be in a big show, but so when you're actually developing a show and you're the kind of the original person, if it takes off, then, you know, you're actually creating a part into a brand new musical, and it's just so much more exciting to be kind of the first, which obviously happened to me on the Saigon show as well. But as I say, this present, the show that I'm doing, is as equally exciting because, as I say, it did so well at the Edinburgh Festival, which was a shortened version of it. And this is the full-scale version, and I think it got 5 stars all around up in Edinburgh. So this is the big one, baby one at the Belgrade. So it's still obviously in development, but it's very exciting times.
So being sort of in at the ground floor, well, tell us then, because like you were saying, you sort of, Miss Saigon, you did this first time round. You made the part your own, I guess.
I did. In 1989, I created the role of... another military part, Chris, the GI, and which was it was amazing, really, because as I say, it was a world premiere, and it was almost as if, even though we opened in the West End all those years ago, it was almost like we were opening to the world on the first night, because it was like wildfire. It just kind of everybody knew about it, you know. Of course, that was a Cameron McIntosh show, and he hasn't done bad since, but. But yes, it was a while back, but it's, as I said, it's very exciting when you start doing a brand new production.
Do you feel, I guess, because Simon, you know what's going to work on the stage and what doesn't. Do you get a feeling in your bones? Do you think, do you know what, this is going to be special?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I actually said in an interview when they were asking me about this particular show, I always go on my gut feeling. Obviously, I read scripts, I listen to music. I had the same thing about Saigon when it happened. And, of course, past shows that are afterwards, like Les Mis and Phantom and things. But you do definitely get a gut feeling and, you know, touch wood. I haven't made a kind of a mistake yet. But and I got the same feeling about this show. As I read the script and listened to the music, I thought, this is something that gives me a buzz. And this straight away is working for me. And, of course, in the development, as we go along in rehearsals, it can only get better. So absolutely, to answer your question, yeah, you do get a gut feeling and think, wow. Or sometimes you think, I'm not too sure. But whenever I'm not too sure, I usually give it a miss, you know. So this is, as I said, this particular production is exciting for me.
You're getting a sort of similar feeling about you.
What? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's something which is a challenge as well. And as I say, then this particular show is, as you know, called Prodigals. Mm. But it's obviously based on the biblical story of the prodigal son, which is one of the parables of Jesus, of course. And it's about Jesus' acceptance of sinners, and while his followers are outraged why he's accepting the sinners, this particular story is based in present military times in Afghanistan. So I actually play the father, which is a Colonel Luke Gibson, who has 2 sons. In the regiment, and the elder son, who is a captain, and his younger son, who is